So before I start this morning, I will tell you that it'll probably be a short lesson. Could be a long lesson. Might be intermediate. All depends on if I can keep myself nice and steady. With that being said, the morning's sermon is a recipe for salvation. And with that being said, before I even get going, I need to read Romans chapter 14, starting in verse 17, as this was pointed out by my brother, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace unto the joy in the Holy Spirit. And I say that because there are a few slides in here that might make you hungry, and if they do, I apologize. So, with that being said, what is a recipe? It's a plural noun. The first set is, it's a set of instructions for preparing a particular dish, including a list of ingredients required. Now, I know there's people out here that cook, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. First time you make a new dish, you follow the recipe exactly, and then after you make it a couple of times, you start taking liberties with certain ingredients. The second part of it is something that is likely to lead to a particular outcome. And last, according to the web, a medical prescription. I had poison oak last week, and my medical prescription was a heavy dose of steroids. And I have to take those if I want to get better. So, if I asked you to make jambalaya, you could go to the store and you could buy a box of Zatarain's and a particular protein of your choice and heat and serve, and you've got jambalaya. But if I gave you specific instructions on how to make jambalaya, make my jambalaya, well, then you would need to follow that, which is a lot more complicated than a box of Zatarain's and smoked sausage. By following that recipe, that is the outcome you come out with. This is the slide I was told would make people hungry. So, what is the recipe for being... I got ahead of myself. So if you don't follow my recipe exactly, it might look like mine, but it won't taste like it. And I say this to bring you to the second definition. Something that is likely to lead to a particular outcome. If you want to eat my jambalaya, you need my instructions word for word. Which leads us to number three, a medical prescription. In the case of my jambalaya, if you don't want heartburn, you better drink some milk and eat some Tums. Now, with all that being said, what is the recipe God has left us for salvation? We are told that the recipe for being saved, we need to hear, we need to believe, we need to repent, we need to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, we need to be baptized, and finally, we need to keep the faith. So, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, it states, "Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, "And Peter said to them, 'Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" So first, they heard, as Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. So we are to hear. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And in Acts chapter 18, verse 7 and 8, "And he departed from there and entered into the house of a certain man named Justus, who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Then it says we need to believe. And if we turn to Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16, and he said to them, "Go unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." And in John chapter 1 and verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." So after hearing and believing, the third ingredient, we are told, is to repent. In Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And again in Acts chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, and forgive me when I was copying and pasting, that should not be there. It should end with the Lord. "Yet know, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that time of refreshing may come in the presence of the Lord." So the next ingredient is to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And in Romans 10 and verses 8 through 10, "But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that believe and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him, who given him the name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven, and those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Then we are told that we need to be baptized. Chapter 2 and verse 38 through 41, "And Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." And with many other words, he testified and exhorted to them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added unto them. And in Acts 22, starting in verse 12, going through verse 16, "Then a certain Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having good testimony with all the Jews, who dwelt there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that same hour I looked up at him, and then he said, The God of our Father has chosen you that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth, for you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And how many are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And then we are to live faithfully. And I do apologize. I seem to be really bad at copying and pasting. So the last ingredient that we are told is to keep the faith. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and at the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good faith, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to sow some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. So that's the recipe for today. If you want my jambalaya, then follow my recipe. But if you want to be saved and find salvation, then you need to follow the Lord's recipe. We are told to hear, believe, repent, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, be baptized, keep the faith, and remember to do all things in love. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, he said to them, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. And in John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you loved one another. That's my lesson for today. It was short, but I only used the good words. If there is anyone that feels the need to make your life right with the Lord, now is the time to do it. As Zach read earlier, today is the day that the Lord hath made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you want to be baptized, we will find water. We will baptize you. If you need the prayers of the church, we will pray for you and we will pray with you. Please stand as we sing 633.